If you click on the slides, you'll see that it'll bring up a slide that has all the names of the people that we know about that we've been lifting up in prayer. But God always knows there's more that's not listed there. And we as a praying church come to know that we can have prayers of intercessory. And so we pray for everybody because this is a crazy old world. But I was thinking about Jesus' half-brother, James. The little book of James talks about the power of prayer. Chapter 5, verse 13, it says, "Any among you suffering, they should keep on praying about it. Those who have reason to be thankful should continually sing praises to the Lord." And he goes on to say, "Anybody among you sick, they should call for the elders of the church." Now, that don't mean preachers. That means elders of the church, mature believers. Anoint them with oil and pray a prayer of faith. And then he says in verse 16, "Confess your sins each to the other and pray for each other that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and wonderful results." So think about this. Think of the church as a place where we kind of think about, especially on Easter Sunday, we want to wear our best clothes and put on our happy face and appear to have no problems or struggles. What a shame that is, because the community of faith is most capable of supernatural love instead of encourages dishonesty and numb existence, hiding behind a cheerful facade. No, James encourages us to confess our sins before God. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up higher and higher. So pray that the Lord will use you to make a difference in the church here at Bethel, because we are a caring fellowship. And when people are accepted as they are, as they come as they are, and encouraged with spiritual growth, and pray for our new pastor that's coming, Ellie Fox. Continue to lift her up in prayer. I tell you, making a move like that is not easy, coming from Tampa to Tallahassee. So we want to lift her up, and we're grateful that she answered God's call to come to Bethel as a pastor, and I'm excited with her and for her, and I thank God for the little church here known as Bethel, and we know that you'll receive her well, and we continue to pray for the grace and the love of Bethel as it continues to grow in grace. So we say that with the prayer that Jesus taught to his disciples as we pray the prayer that he taught. Join me. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. And all of God's children said, Amen.